Hi there. The word for today is beware of pride. Proverbs 16 and 18, Solomon writes, pride goes before destruction. Think about the things we become proud over in life. The house we live in, the car we drive, a diploma hanging on our wall, the people we mingle with, and the position we hold. When you've worked hard to get to where you are, here's a word of scriptural caution. Beware of pride. Paul addresses it, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7. Who makes you different from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? So, what should you do? Well, here are three things. First, examine your belief system about who you are, what you have, and what you can do. Jesus said in John 15, verse 5, without me, you can do nothing. So remind yourself, I'm just like the glove. God's the hand that fills it and works through it. That'll help you to keep your perspective right and your pride at bay. Number two, focus more on others than on yourself. The old saying, when a person is all wrapped up in themselves, they make a pretty small package, is true. Philippians 2 verse 4 says, let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. And number three, respect and value everyone you meet, regardless of their social status, race, gender, or any other distinguishing factors. When you talk and walk in humility, people tend to respect you and receive your input, and they don't suspect you of having selfish motives. Proverbs 16, verse 16, the Bible says, these things the Lord hates, and the very first thing that's listed is a proud look. So, the word for you today is beware of pride.